welcome to our very next Session Zero. Today we have the D&D grandma herself, Mom, essentially.
Hi, everyone.
Yeah. So now we're going to be going through your Session Zero, your very first time playing this character. It's kind of something different for you. I'm really excited for it. But tell everybody a tiny little bit about your character and maybe a little bit of background.
Okay, my character's name is Simon Belfry, and he is a wizard, and he's an investigator. He's fascinated by people and their actions, and since a child, he's always been interested in that. When a group had come to his village, wizards had come to his village, and he was just fascinated by what they had done, and he wanted to follow that route, and he went into the school, and the School of Enchantment, and this is where he's at.
Okay, I like it. So you've graduated, you're around 30 years old, right?
Yeah, 28 to 32.
32.
28 to 32.
Which I love when I asked you how old he is and you gave me a range, cracks me up.
Why?
I was expecting one number.
Okay, you know what?
Make it 30, right in the middle.
Yeah, right.
Because I was trying to say, Mom, how old is he? And you were like, between this and that. I'm not looking for a range.
I think 30. Let's leave him at 30.
Leave him at 30.
I didn't want him to be too old, and I didn't want him to be too young.
Yeah.
And enough, you know.
Too naive.
Too naive, and with enough under his belt, but not so much that he thinks he knows it all.
Yeah.
That so he has nothing to learn.
So we are starting at level 3, which is new for you.
Mm-hmm.
So you're already getting a little bit... Yeah. Already under your belt, so you're looking for somebody a little older. Okay. All right. So let's start with our story then. Well, you are in a small town that has a local library, and you've been doing some business and picking up jobs here and there, nothing big. It's late one night, raining outside, and you're in the library, and the library's closing for the evening. As you step outside, a young boy comes running up to you and asks you your name and says, "Are you Simon Belfry?"
Guilty as charged.
Okay. And then he just hands you a small piece of paper and then lets go. Like he just shoves it in your hand
and
just stands there.
Oh, okay.
He's standing there watching
you. Okay.
Do you open it?
Of course.
Okay. So right as you open up the piece of paper, you see a sigil that kind of burns like a bright gold color, and the paper kind of disappears in your hands, like, you know, almost like bursts of light.
Disintegrates. Kind of,
yeah.
Okay.
So when that does, you get an image of a door in your mind, and the path to that door is crystal clear. You know exactly where to go to open that door. And when the paper disappears, the little boy goes, "That's so cool!" and runs. So how do you want to handle it? You want to go to the door?
I have to find my way to the door, correct?
Well, the part of the spell, it was kind of like a locked enchantment into the paper.
Okay.
The spell is now in your head. You know exactly how to get to that door.
Okay, then I will go to that door.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's maybe about like a 10-15 minute walk in the rain.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little annoying, but it's not too cold out, so you're okay. And you are in this very old building, and you have to walk up a couple flights of stairs, and then you are in front of the door that you saw, and it is a painted red wood door with nice-looking, delicate carvings in the door.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do?
Okay. Do I have to decipher what the carvings are?
No. You actually... It's nothing sinister to the door.
Mm-hmm.
You feel like you could knock or you could... Whatever you feel like doing.
Okay, well, that's what I do.
You're going to knock?
Yes.
On the other side of the door, you hear a female voice saying, "Come on in, Simon."
Now that raises my curiosity.
Okay.
I'm saying, what the hell?
So, as you open the door,
yeah,
in front of you, you see a woman. She's in a wheelchair. She has the face and the feet of a fox, but she looks very humanoid other than that. And she kind of wheels her chair around to you, and you recognize her as your old teacher from when you were in wizardry school.
I recognize her as my old teacher. Did she look like that?
Yes.
When she taught me?
Yes.
Okay.
You recognize her. She okay. is your old teacher.
Okay.
Okay. Her name is Sasha, and she is wearing dark blue robes, and her left hand right now has not been moving. As she turns around, she's only using one hand. And then she actually reaches out her other arm to come and greet you.
Okay.
And she said, Simon, I'm so happy to see you. Please come and sit with me.
And I'm just thrilled.
You are?
Yes.
It sounds like you're not.
No. I'm thrilled.
You're happy to see her.
Yes. Okay. Very happy to see her. And why am I here?
Yeah.
It's almost like a calling.
Yeah.
That I was called there. So uh-huh. I am curious.
Okay.
Yeah.
So she kind of tells you, I have a story to share with you. And you know that I am from the school of divination. And I can glean little fragments of the future. I desire to tell you this story because I need help. And I remember in school you were always so excellent with figuring out the truth behind everything. You were always asking questions and you never gave up until you knew the truth. Do you have a moment to share with me?
If my help is here for you.
Okay. When you were in school, you might have known of the different types of magic, but you might not have known of where they originated from. Long, long ago, there were a group of 10 wizards known as the Ancients, and they all came together to bestow a power onto a hero named Quaggoth. Each of these wizards had a spell that they created, and they had encapsulated this powerful spell into an orb. When they bestowed each of these orbs to this hero, he was able to defeat the great evil of the age. But when this hero was done with his work, he refused to give up the spells. He refused to give them back to the wizards. And the wizards were without. He held the power so deeply that it corrupted him, mind and body. His body wasted away, and they became extensions of himself. They became all-seeing eyes, and they corrupted him to an abomination. One account actually says that to observe him was to behold death itself.
Okay.
He reigned terror after he swore to dismiss it from the world. And after a long time, a group of adventurers fought him and killed him. Each one of these eyes that were originally the orbs, each one of these eyes could now cast these spells. And these spells were too dangerous to leave in the world. So each one of these adventurers took an eye and they spread them out through far reaches of the world in an attempt to destroy them. The myth goes that they were unable to destroy them, and they took the power for themselves. There is a cult that I am ashamed that I was a part of that has a plot to regain these eyes and use them for their own good. Because of my divination powers, I've seen the reign of terror will return. And I am unable to do what I need to do. I cannot investigate. I don't have the mind for it. I need someone who can go and find clues and find things for me and hopefully we can get there first.
Then she sees my hair get on fire. Holy shit.
So what do you think Simon is saying right now? What does Simon say?
He's saying, get me out of here.
Get you out of here, like I want to go find all the things? Yeah. Or get me out of here.
Get me out of here. I don't want this assignment, but.
Yeah. It's the ultimate investigation.
Yes. And believe me, I'm just kidding or whatever, but it's frightening. It's not an easy thing.
It's not an easy task.
Okay? It's not an easy task.
Uh-huh. And she replies back by saying, I know, and I can't do it alone.
But I am there.
Yes?
Yes. I will be there for you, with you, and whoever else we can get.
I knew reaching out to you first would be the best thing. I do have some knowledge I can give to you. And she actually will hand you a few things. She hands you one book that is called The Rise and Fall of Quaggoth. And it's about his reign of terror.
Okay.
And most likely, looking at the book, it will probably go to his fall and who defeated him. The second book is Disturbed Creatures and the of the Deep and Disgusting. Call the book.
I love the title. What I'm saying, what? Can you imagine what's in that book?
I know, I still have to write it.
Okay. All right, yeah, no, I like the title.
So that is actually going to be me giving you lore on Beholders.
Okay.
So you'll actually, when you take time to read the books, when you do an investigation checks, I will say, Simon knows this. Even if Maria doesn't know this, Simon knows this.
Right.
And you will get information from
me. Okay.
So that this way, you become essentially an expert on Beholders. And Quaggoth himself.
Okay? Now you're talking about Beholders with those...
With the eye stalks. So that's what I'm trying to get at, is that these eye stalks, these spells, corrupted a normal human man and created him into a Beholder.
Victoria, that is fucking creative.
Aw, thanks.
Holy shit. That is excellent.
Oh, sorry. Thanks. Oh, no, I was going to say, you get more stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. The third thing you get, she actually does try to explain this a little bit to you. She tries to say, this is my journal. These are the things that I've been journaling. But this is not an actual journal. It is a mirror copy of this one here. And she points to her desk. And everything I write in my journal will be copied into this one. So as I find out information or possible leads, I will write them in this book. And you can read them wherever you go on your travels.
Wow.
Okay?
So I'll have leads.
You'll have leads.
Right. Even though I'm not with her. So, she will give them to me.
She'll give them to you.
Wow, that is excellent.
It's my back door, actually. It's the DM going, whoopsie, here. The TM back door.
Okay.
it's the Trojan horse. Okay. You're also going to get another item, and she hands you a very small, ornate metal box. She hands this to you, and this is... Do you know how a bag of holding works?
A bag of holding?
Have you ever heard us using those words?
I know it has been in the game.
It's been in the game.
Right.
So a bag of holding is like, it looks like a small pouch,
mm-hmm.
but it opens up and you can put an enormous amount of stuff in it too.
Right.
Okay. There are limitations, but you can put a lot of stuff into it. What essentially it is it's like a small little pocket, ready? Pocket dimension. Okay. And what that means is it's sealed away, but not on our plane. It's a separate whole plane.
The box. It's not there. It's in another plane.
Anything in the box
is not there.
It's not there. It's on another plane. So she does try to explain this to you. Simon would get it quickly by opening the box and putting something into it. It is sealed away in another plane. Okay. And it is sealed in a plane that would be protected from everybody else. And she explains it as... No one can touch it as long as it's in here. So if you find something, an eye or something valuable of that extent, put it in here, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. and it will be protected.
It will be safe. Okay.
It is the best that I can do to protect it from other people. It is called the Ophandris. I wrote it down for you.
Okay. Say it again.
Ophandris.
Ophandris. Ophandris.
Ophandris.
Ophandris.
That's the name of the item.
Okay.
You can call it the box if you want.
Okay.
By the way, it is a puzzle box. Have you ever seen a Japanese puzzle box?
No.
You have to push this and pull that and push this and pull that, and then it slides open.
Okay,
almost, so this is almost a mechanical box that you have to push a certain way and open it.
All right.
It requires attunement. Once you are able to open the box, it will attune to you, and only you can open the box.
Okay.
It gives you a lot of power. Please use it wisely.
Yes.
Okay. The only lead that I have for you to go on now, before we leave, there is a descendant that is directly related and traceable to one of the original adventurers who took the eyes. Each person who took the eye, this is one of the only ones I've been able to track down so far. She is a bard. Her name is Jezebeth Throngsong. She travels the world as an opera singer, but she has been in hiding for a very long time, retired. She's coming out for one performance in the city of Petra.
I remember the city.
Please travel to the city and get an audience with her. Ask her what she knows and anything that she might remember. If she has any idea where the eye is, and if she has any idea of any other descendants that we can speak to. She has any books in a library or anything. It would be a huge first step.
Okay.
Anyone that you find along your way that you think would have the same ideals as us, just be careful with how much information you give them.
Right.
And do not let them know what the box is.
Okay. I take the box and I put it into my personal pouch.
Okay. She's going to teach you for a few minutes how to open it.
Okay.
And then when you have it on your person, you'll tune to it by the next day. And that's it. And you're on your way. Do you want to say anything to her before you leave?
I want to say to her that this will be done. You can count on me.
I know I had the right person. You have to be warned, though. The cult that I used to work for is ruthless. They will stop at nothing. They think that now is the time to act. You know what's going on in our world, how the king is corrupt and how the rich get richer and everyone else suffers.
Right.
You know how this is happening. There are people out there, this cult specifically, who believe that Qui-Goth and his eyes will restore the world to its rightful order. I clearly do not see eye to eye with them, and when I attempted to leave, they took my arm from me.
Whoa.
I cannot cast any spells that require me to use my arms or my hands.
Wow.
I wish there was something that I could do, but for right now, I need help.
You got it. And it's going to happen. I just want to give you that reassurance.
Clearly, we will be in contact soon. Travel safely.
I will. Stay safe. Fucking love it!
Yeah?
Yeah!